Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everyone. I am Bobby Haha with comedian Ben Rosenfeld.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode. Sorry we're a couple days
101.
Late.
101.
Big 101.
We were on vacation, so we couldn't make it for this Tuesday.
Yeah, we had to push it back to Thursday because Bobby
was on vacation.
You said it was too hot. You didn't want to deal with my sauna. Because you knew I didn't.
I got a sauna in my house. I don't need to come over here and be in your sauna too, Ben.
He said, Ben, let me come Thursday. Tuesday, it's too hot today. It's going to be 90 degrees. I can't run around in this heat. Thursday will be colder. I'll come then.
Right, and today's a little better, is it?
Yeah. It's a nice day today. I didn't even have to run the fan before we started.
Right. And we know the air conditioner doesn't come on until when? June 1st?
At least June 1st. I'm hoping for June 15th, June 20th. Like, when the kids get out of school, that's when I'll put in the air conditioning. I don't have kids, but when school gets out for the summer, that's when I feel air conditioning.
Thank goodness you don't have kids. The poor kids would be living without air conditioning.
Most of the world lives without air conditioning.
Yeah, if you live in Alaska.
Or Europe.
Yeah, but it's a little colder in Europe, Ben.
Nah, it gets pretty warm in Europe.
Yeah, where it gets warm, the people have air conditioning, Ben.
Well.
Okay, Ben, you lived in Russia, up there in the fucking...
Russia gets hot in the summer.
Not where you
are. Because it's right by the equator. By the sun.
But not where you were, Ben. Not where you were, up in the woods up there.
So how was your week, Bobby? Any exciting news?
Yeah, actually, a nice week. I had a lot of, people I was banging since last week.
That's headline news right there.
And then I had a date the other day.
Okay.
With no banging, just a date. Very nice date.
Now, isn't that illegal according to gay laws?
No, according to my laws.
Okay.
Not some gay lords. gay lords, you don't know what they might do, but it was a nice, like, a date. We went to get lunch, and then we went to the Blue Stove.
Is that a bar, restaurant?
No. I'll tell you, they're pretty comparable to Steve's Key Lime.
Okay, it's a dessert spot.
They only have cakes there, like pies.
Mm-hmm.
They have maybe the best apple pie there is.
Okay.
See, Steve's only sells key lime pie. And they're comparable. Their key lime is pretty close to Steve's.
That was for our 100th, you were supposed to have some guy show up with a key lime from there, right?
Well, I did. I bought key lime from my neighbor.
Oh, right. Instead of us.
Right. Who deserves it more. She's a nice person. You're not a nice person, Ben. So I got her the key lime pie.
Okay.
And she really enjoyed it. She sent me an email saying it's the best key lime pie she ever had.
All right. And this is comparable.
And she's 84 years old.
Blue Stove.
Blue Stove
is comparable.
It's in Graham Avenue in Bushwick. I got to give him a shout out because it's the best. And it's like Williamsburg, Bushwick, that area. Williamsburg, I would say. More than Bushwick.
I think they call it East Williamsburg now.
Oh, yeah. East
Williamsburg. That's what the hipsters are calling it.
Wow.
East Williamsburg.
The hipsters. I spotted quite a few hipsters. Even the guy I was with was laughing. He goes, look, there's a hipster. There's another one.
Yeah, yeah.
You can spot them a mile away. It's like they're from Idaho or some fucking where. And then they come to Brooklyn and all of a sudden they're like, I'm an expert on Brooklyn and everything. The fuck out of here. 20 years ago, I would have fucking beat the shit out of you and robbed you, you punk motherfuckers. That would have been the other fucking news. That would have been a really good week for Bobby Hart. Would have robbed all them cocksuckers. But now they got cameras everywhere. You can't do it anymore. That's why I had to go into this kind of business here.
You got into the podcasting business because of too many surveillance cameras.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
So I said, let me do some comedy and podcasting. You know what I mean?
All right.
And I've got to working on this TV show still.
Whatever spurs you to creativity and the better good.
Right, yeah. It was too many cameras and surveillance everywhere. It's too easy to get caught now.
Yeah.
Bobby Hart, I'll find a new profession very quickly. So what about you, Ben? What did you do this week?
I had a good week. I finally tracked down. I taped this thing for Discovery Channel's show Brain Games.
I watch that all the time.
Yeah, I finally found my episode. I was in the one about eye contact, where they rigged up a barber shop in Brooklyn, in Bushwick, or in Williamsburg, Barber Bart's.
I gotta check that, because I have a whole bunch of tape. I have all those tapes, series?
It's season 5, episode 10.
Okay, I take the whole series of Brain Games. I love that, because it shows you things, like the way you look at things.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It really works, it's the truth.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us aren't good eyewitnesses when things happen.
Oh, yeah. Even psychologists, when they're giving a lecture about perception, messed up.
They messed up.
They had, like, some guy come running in or whatever, and then they had everyone write a report, and everyone's report was totally different.
Right.
Yeah.
No, people see things a lot differently than the way they happen, because they're not looking for that. It comes out of a surprise, so. And if people know too much detail, they're usually lying. That's the perception I get. When somebody tells me a story, especially if it's an excuse, and it's got too much detail, I tell them right there, you're a fucking liar. And I never talk to them again, because I don't like liars. Tell the fucking truth like a man. Except for me, I tell white lies. That's okay. Like the time
the
car broke
Bobby
down.
The Bobby Ha exception.
Yeah, the Bobby Ha exception. Yeah, because then I always tell the truth right afterwards. I use the excuse for then, but then I come right in and tell the next episode.
So what's the statute of limitations before it becomes a lie?
A week.
A week? Okay.
After a week, you're a liar.
If you come clean within a week, it's okay.
Right.
You heard it here from Bobby Ha Ha
first. Because it's a white lie. You understand?
I gotcha. So, yeah, the episode I was in, they set up a barber shop where, like, a client would come in, and the barber would start setting him up and leave, and then, like, the eight other people in the barber shop would just start staring at him and, like, slowly walk towards him, and I was one of the other people. I'd, like, start outside the window where I just put my face to the window and my hands, and then I'd, like, walk in and walk towards them. So,
and what happened with these people?
Some of them freaked out and ran off. Some of them were just like fidgety and nervous.
None of them attacked you? I would have attacked first.
One got close. He ran out and ran real close to me. I moved out of the way at the last second. So it was exciting. It was funny. It was hard not to laugh.
I would have grabbed you, punched you in your face, and then thrown you right through the window. And I wouldn't have gotten in trouble because I would have said, look, they zombied me.
But yeah, it was a
bunch of hipsters like you. Trying to zombie me in Williamsburg in a barbershop.
It was a non-speaking role, but I think that was the most camera time I've had. Probably had like 40 to 50 seconds of camera time in that one.
So what's the name of the episode again?
It's
Brain Games, everyone.
Brain Games.
It's a very good show, because I tape all of them, because it's very good.
Season 5, episode 10.
Season 5, episode 10, eye something.
I think it's eye contact, or eye
contact.
Something about the eyes and staring.
Well, most of their stuff is about eyes. I mean, it's usually about different
things. Well, I'm telling you the episode number. But I finally, it came out in March, but I finally found the episode.
But most of the time, it's usually about the eyes and checking, you know, what you perceive things to be are not what usually they are.
So it was about staring then.
Okay.
And then I got written up in my local paper where I grew up in Stamford because I'm doing a show there tomorrow night in Stamford. If you go to Stamford.
About now you tried to molest the kids?
No, it's about a comedy show.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing
if
you go to Stamford.
That's the other article it must have been.
StamfordComedyClub.com, STAM.
Wow, Stamford.
So I'll be there tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, for all our Connecticut listeners.
Yeah.
All right, ready to get to the news, Bobby?
Yeah, we were big numbers last week.
We had
thousands and thousands.
We set a listening record.
A listening record for 100 episodes.
Or at least a download record. I don't know if it was...
Right,
we're not going to
say the exact number, but it was way into the thousands.
It was thousands. 30 times more than an average episode.
Right, it was our highest episode ever, our 100th episode.
By far.
Now let's see what happens with this episode, Ben.
Yeah, if this one stays that high, we will keep doing it. If not,
right.
We may only have today and next week.
And next week, and then we're going to... Bobby Hodge's going to have to retire.
Ben's going to have to retire, too.
Well, Ben don't have to retire. Ben can just kill himself.
Well,
that would be better.
That's
be a great
type
episode.
Of retirement.
That would be great. You kill yourself.
Do you think that would top our listening views?
Oh, yeah. If you kill yourself right on the air?
All
right.
Maybe I'll do it.
Yeah, you should do it. And then I'll just keep the show going. I'll make tons after that if you kill yourself right on the air. People love this show. Then I'll put on a new guest host, keep him for 2 years on the 101st episode, 102nd, let him kill himself.
Well, no, I think the new format would be you get a guest that kills himself by the end of every episode.
That would be great.
That would be a really interesting show.
Right.
Who wouldn't listen to that? Someone's final hour every time?
Oh, that would be the greatest show
ever. It'd be hard to book guests.
That's a great idea right now.
That's
the final hour, we'll call it. The final hour.
That's
one hour with Bobby Haha, and then you kill yourself.
I think that's literally the darkest idea I've ever had.
That just came up. That was a great idea. We'll call it the last hour.
Who wouldn't listen to that, though?
The darkest hour or the last hour?
You could get like people who are like terminally ill and stuff, who are going to do it anyway.
Let's go to a palliative care unit in a hospital or a hospice and start like recruiting people for that show. How great a show would that be?
It would be a very compelling show.
Listen, people would listen to that thing. That's a great idea me and Ben just had. See, I just took it to another level so I could get credit for the idea too. So Ben doesn't say I stole it off him when I take my TV
when
cameras.
When you steal it off of me.
When my TV cameras come rolling. We'll call it the last hour. Or the last...
I like the final hour.
The final hour. Yeah, that's good, too. The final hour. And right before people die.
But you'd have to change your name from Bobby Haha to Bobby Bye Bye.
Well, hi.
All right, let's get to the news.
No, it could still be Bobby Haha.
That's your final hour. But you don't know if they're going to die exactly in an hour unless they take themselves out.
Well, no, they got to take themselves out or you'll go to prison after the first episode.
No, but still, even with them taking themselves out, they'll say, like, we assisted them because of the show, like Dr. Kevorkian. They'll still try to prosecute us in some way.
Guess we can't do it for legal reasons.
Yeah. Bullshit. That I...
Maybe we just go to some third world country where it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right. News topics. Let's get...
I don't even have to be sick.
Yeah. Well, that would be the spin-off show, The Final Kidnapped Hour, where me and you just kidnap people, well, we interview them for an hour, and then we kill them because they know too much.
And then we come out.
That'll be a show I produce.
But we have to go to a country that has no extradition treaties.
Or maybe what we do is, if the episode doesn't get like a million downloads within 24 hours, then we kill them and we post the killing.
Right.
It'd be like ISIS, but right. For...
How about we do downloads. It to the ISIS guys? We kidnap the ISIS guys.
Then we'd be heroes. I like
that. Right, that would be great.
All right, so our new podcast is going to be, we go to Afghanistan, we tell
ISIS we're going to join them. And we tell one of them we want to meet one of them first before we join. And that's when we kidnap them.
Okay. And then we just keep telling new members of ISIS we want to join and keep kidnapping them?
Right. Or tell people that they want to join ISIS that we're recruiting for ISIS.
Oh. So, yeah, we should be the fake recruiters.
The fake recruiters.
Kidnap and kill.
Like the CIA does some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then we just kidnap them and kill them on the air. Well, and then we cut their heads off and we tell ISIS, look, here's your recruits, buddy.
Well, what happens if we recruit someone who happens to be in the CIA, we behead them, then we're in trouble, buddy.
No, because the CIA, they recruit the people themselves. That's the phony thing they do. And they kill them, but they don't televise it.
Don't they sometimes go undercover to get in? I don't know.
Yeah, but they would know that we're not the real
deal.
They would tell we're not the real deal. You know what I mean? That we're phonies, that we're just killing people from a show. Because as we're recruiting them, we got, you know, TV cameras around there, guys, makeup guys and everything, yeah.
All right, well, we have a lot of potential ideas here.
Yeah, we got great ideas here.
Probably better than just going through the news every week like we do.
No, we have to go through the news. There's a lot of stuff going on. You got the train derailment
that's
in Philadelphia.
First topic, Amtrak train derailed. 8 dead so far, over 40
eight
injured.
8 dead, not so far. 8 are dead. That's it.
Well, more can die that are
no,
injured.
No, well, they said they're doing pretty well, the ones that are right now on the hospital. One died in the hospital on the surgery, and the other ones are starting to, you know...
Be critical, but stable. This sucks.
They're critical, but stable. And
it sucks
like
in every
200
way.
200 people got injured. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people. I mean, that's over 100 mile an hour train crash. And the guy, first of all people from Forest Hills are not bad. Like, I'm from Forest Hills. The train driver was a guy from Forest Hills.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, Brandon, whatever the hell is it. Brendan, whatever, you know, some jerk off. But it has nothing to do. He doesn't live in my building, I'll tell you that.
Well, he's saying he doesn't remember anything.
Yeah, he doesn't remember. Of course he's going to say
that. You
think
he was on his cell phone? I bet he was on
his
cell phone.
No, he handed over his cell phone immediately, and he took blood. He was just speeding. He was going twice the speed limit. But today, they also had... Remember the one that derailed in the Bronx?
Yeah,
in 2013?
Yeah.
Well,
not the Bronx.
The Bronx.
In the Hudson.
It's the Bronx. It's right there by Westchester County in the Bronx.
Sure.
It's right there. Okay, what happened?
Same train.
Robert Johnson is the DA for there, for the Bronx. He's the one that did the case, the DA from the Bronx. They did not charge, even though the driver was going 70 miles an hour on a 30-mile-an-hour turn, or 80, I think it was 80 or 70, he did not get charged with anything. He was not charged today. Today they came up with a report, he was not charged.
Why?
Because they said that he had sleep apnea, they just changed him to that shift, the night.
Okay.
And he didn't have much sleep, he was not on any drugs or alcohol, and he wasn't using his cell phone, no texting, no anything. They had the camera and the thing
right,
there.
Right.
But... So they just said he kind of like was dozed off a little bit, like half asleep. Like so, he didn't know to slow the train down because he didn't know the route at night.
He didn't know.
So
okay,
it was a different hour.
Okay, that seems that
it was
seems
a different
reasonable.
Hour, and he did have sleep apnea, and it was just that was the first day that they moved him to a new time.
Okay, yeah.
So maybe
sense.
He didn't really know the route.
All right, fair
but
enough.
The other guy in Forest Hills now, the guy from Forest Hills,
the Amtrak guy,
the Amtrak
yeah.
guy. He's driven that route before. He knows that turn is only a 50-mile-an-hour turn. And that's why maybe he's saying he doesn't know what happened. He forgot, you know, because he got a little concussion and some stitches. Bullshit, he knows what fucking happened.
Now here's the thing. I've never noticed that the train tracks have speed limit signs. So how would someone know?
Because they know the route.
Yeah, yeah, but is it...
They have to study the route. If you're an engineer of a train, you should study the route where it tells you... they should slow down. They do have markings. When
okay, so they have something along the train.
Yeah, and most of them along the Amtrak, the Northeastern Corridor,
yeah,
has a thing where they, the computer, that if you're going too fast, the train will automatically, they'll slow you down.
Well, they were saying, I read this, they were saying,
but that part of the train,
in, but they didn't.
But that part of the train, most of the Northeast Corridor has it. That part of the tracks in Philadelphia does not have it. But the driver,
get in now.
But the engineer should have known better.
Yeah.
He should know what the turn is going into a sharp turn like that.
I mean,
he was going twice the speed limit.
There's also never, there's no stretch of that train track where you can go 100, even in the Acela. The Acela gets up to like 80.
No, the Acela goes sometimes a little bit quicker. I've been on the Acela.
I've been on it too. I used to take that train all when I was
I go to Washington a lot.
When I was doing consulting, Philly to New York for 6 months,
yeah.
D.C. to New York 6 months.
Yeah, I go D.C. to New York a lot.
That accident hit close to home. I've been on that train lots of times.
Oh, so have I. I've been on the train. And I've seen a problem. And I think they've gone over 100 miles an hour. I've been on the Acela. It seems a little bit faster than 100 miles.
The Acela never seems that fast.
It seems a little quicker than the regular one. I've been on both.
It's a little faster, but it felt like the regular is 50. The Acela's maybe 75, 80.
I thought it was around 100 or so. About 100. Well, whatever.
Whatever.
But the thing is this. This guy knows. He was just trying to make up time or whatever. And he oversped going into the turn. He tried to put the emergency brake on, but it went from 106 miles an hour to 102 miles an hour.
Not much of an emergency brake.
No, it only went 4 miles. Just slowed down when he.
Well, he probably hit that brake as it was already.
It was already going into the turn, getting ready to fly off the tracks.
Yeah,
he felt it, and he said, "Oh shit!" And he went and hit the emergency brake, and then it really went.
Well,
he should have just kept it without putting the emergency brake on, and maybe it would have stayed on the track. The emergency brake, when it hit it that late,
it might have
jerked it off the tracks.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Well,
so,
here's what's weird to me. Airplanes, they have a co-pilot. So there's always two guys in there,
right.
At least, if not more.
Yeah, but you don't need that. Then you also you have the co-pilot, and then usually you have the, what do you call that guy?
Here's the thing, that the train has five, they said they had five crew people on it, right?
But the planes don't even fly themselves either.
No. I'm saying the Amtrak train, yeah. That there's five crew members on it. So why not have
There's only one.
I think maybe they need to put in two up front. One of them can go walk for the tickets or whatever anyway.
No, that's
maybe
a conductor. No, you can't
stops.
Have that because just like they have to keep that door closed all the time from the time it takes off till it closes just because they don't have no one like get into the pilot's thing there. Just like the same thing.
Okay. It still seems maybe between stops or they should just have two guys in there. Because both accidents would have been avoided, right?
Well, listen.
That's like 20 dead people.
12. 4 and 8. And 200 injured, though.
Yeah, so maybe.
And the other one had another 50 injured.
That seems, if you avoid most train accidents by putting another guy in there, maybe that's worth the money.
Yeah, but who knows what they'd be doing in there. They might be sucking each other off or something. That should be worse.
Well, then no one's going to let you
homo.
Be a
that
train.
That guy looked like a homo anyway. I'm telling you, he looked like a homosexual. You see the nice clip beard and everything, nice and neat, and the mustache he showed him on TV with the red hair. Yeah, he looks like he's a queer. I bet you he sucks.
For any new listeners, that was a good time to let you know that Bobby is a homosexual. So he's
I'm not a homosexual. I am a human being. If I want to have sex with men, I can have sex with men. If I want to have sex with women, I have sex with women. I don't have titles. I'm a human being is my only title.
Who have you been having sex with the last 5 years, men or women?
I can go back further than that. Not men. I would say they're like middle. They don't know what the fuck they are. They're ambidextrous. That means they use one hand or the other hand.
Okay. Anyway, Bobby's not a homophobe was what I was trying to say.
But I can say
I was trying to help you.
I don't give a fuck what these listeners want to make out of what the fuck I say. They can go fuck themselves too.
Please tell your friends, listeners, about our show.
Right. Who gives a fuck what people think of who I like and who I don't like? I don't give a fuck. Who's going to fire me? NBC? No, I don't work there, pal.
Next topic. A nursing college, Misericordia University.
Misericordia.
Whatever.
Well, that's how you say it. Your reading is not good, man. Misericordia University.
Anyway, one of their students is suing the school because he didn't pass a class twice.
Because he knows he paid a lot of money to go to school, and that the professors there should have, if you're in the same class and you can't pass it twice, that means they weren't teaching you very well.
Or you're an idiot.
Well, that could be true too, but you're not supposed to say it. You're supposed to try to sue them anyway, because there's a lot of frivolous lawsuits in the United States of America.
This seems frivolous. This is a fervor. You know what this is? This is the sissification of America.
Well, America's already been sissified.
But even more so. Oh, I got a bad grade. It's not my fault. It couldn't be that I didn't study.
Right. Why do you say sissification, Ben? So now you say they're sissies, and then sissies like a homosexual. So you're knocking homosexuals, and you say to be a straight guy. So you're a homophobe fucking asshole. I'm just a guy spouting bullshit.
You can be a sissy and straight.
You're kind of a sissy guy.
I'm a little bit of a sissy.
Yeah, you're a punkeronius.
Compared to you,
you're a fucking punkeronius.
Compared to you, I'm a sissy. That is not disputable.
A punkeronius.
Next topic. Apparently, there was some sort of contest, and Harriet Tubman is the new $20 bill. Is that how?
Well, I was old. Matter of fact, I left my phone at home, but I got to go. We had a $20 bill. They made up the director of a movie for Elaine Stritch, and then the producer yesterday. Okay. I went to see the producer and the director who did their movie Shoot Me about Elaine Stritch's life.
Right,
biography.
I saw it.
Okay, so they, whatchamacallit? I was there yesterday. They put Elaine Stritch's picture on a $20 bill. I mean, Harriet Tubman deserves it more. You know, she did a lot. But what one guy said was very true. Some comedian put down on Facebook, he says he doesn't like the idea because when he goes to the strip club and makes it rain, I don't think Harriet Tubman would be too enthralled about knowing her picture was being thrown at strippers at a strip club or being stuck in a stripper's G-string.
Show me a comedian making it rain with $20 bills. I'll show you a comedian with a day job.
Or Chris Rock or something.
Or someone who's super famous.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, comedians are barely throwing pennies at strip clubs. Making it rain 20.
Well, they're the ones on the floor picking up the bills.
Yeah, that's right. They're fighting the stripper 4 to 20.
Right, exactly. I saw Mike Vecchione do that once. I dropped some loose change on the couch here, and you should have seen him dive it in there, Ben.
He's very fast. It's that wrestling instinct.
Yes, yeah, yes, he is.
But I only saw the headline, so I'm confused if this was just like some random contest.
No. That's the real deal. Harriet Tubman is the favorite to be on the new $20 bill, to be the first woman ever on the $20 bill. She's kind of deserving, too.
I guess you can't have Cleopatra. That would be weird.
Well, that's Egypt, Ben.
Yeah, I know. That's why it would be weird.
She's a woman in the United States who helped free slaves and with the Underground Railroad and all that thing and helped, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's a great American. Let's get real here. She did a lot of stuff to help people. I kind of like Elaine Stritch because I'm a big Broadway guy, you know.
All right.
And she goes, I'm stretchy, like that, stretchy. And she tells people to go fuck themselves. But that's okay. That's why I like people like that.
I mean, if that was the if telling people to go fuck themselves was a qualification to get on money, you'd be on a $100 bill, Bobby.
I should be on a $1,000 bill.
Next topic: in Argentina, a professional soccer
player.
Flamenco
dancer. Oh, soccer player.
Soccer player died after a on the field collision.
Well, can I tell you something about that? I was playing soccer.
Way to make it about you. Go on.
No. It's not about me, but I happen to play. I really am good at that sport. I'm a goalie, though. When I played goalie. And when I played hockey, I played goalie.
The only time Bobby's a catcher. Go on.
Okay. And what happened? Oh, sometimes you got to catch. You got to pitch, catch. You got to do whatever you got to do. If you're going to play the game, right? You got to play all positions.
Got to be a utility player.
Right. You got to play all the positions. So what happened is a guy that was playing, all of a sudden I hear at the other end of the field, everybody screaming and everything. And it's pretty big, the soccer field. I'm down there by the net, and the guy had a heart attack and died.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old was he?
He was in his 50s.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
It was in his 50s, and it was a very hot, humid day, and I don't think he was hydrated enough, and he had a bad heart, and he shouldn't have been playing in the heat. It was like a 98-degree day or something like that, humid, and he had a heart attack.
Wow.
But he loved playing soccer, so he died doing the thing he loved, so it's not that bad.
Well, I don't think anyone...
We're going to die anyway, Ben.
I don't think anyone dies, loves dying, screaming, my heart, ouch.
He wasn't screaming, ouch. He just went, and he went, and he just flopped, they said. He flopped right on the ground and never got up. And he was dead right from the beginning. It was a massive heart attack.
I guess
He was already dead. That's it wasn't like he screamed anything. They just said he was up, boom, and he went down, and they kept kicking the ball. Also, they looked, and they saw that he didn't move. They went back, no pulse or anything. He was already dead.
Wow.
So that was a massive heart attack. It took him out. And hey.
Did they finish the game?
No. Matter of fact, no, we didn't finish that game, actually.
Anyway, in Argentina, this guy, he was making a play for the ball. As it was going out of bounds.
They hit the heads?
Not on each other. He was, you know where, like, out of bounds is? It wasn't padded. It was just some concrete wall, and he, like, slipped.
Oh, hit the concrete?
He slipped, lost his balance, head into the concrete.
Okay, it's a freak accident. It's not like the sport made him do it, Ben. It's not like it's going to happen every day to someone.
No, it wasn't. The way they made the headline seem was that it was, like, I figured he went for a header, caught a bad angle, but no, it was concrete.
Oh, I can see.
But that's like one of those misleading headlines for clickbait. I already wrote it down before I read the article, so now.
So why did you bring it up on the show today with the topics? It's a bullshit topic, Ben.
Well, the media is bullshit sometimes. That was my.
The media is bullshit all the time, Ben, except for us. We're the real media.
Or except when they write up one of my comedy performances. Then that's fine.
Ben, I don't think your comedy performances are getting good writings.
I've had good write-ups this week,
unless
Bobby.
You're lying, because I had somebody yesterday tell me something about your comedy.
I had good write-ups, Bobby.
I had someone yesterday tell me who used to be a big fan of yours, said they saw you, and I'm not going to say what they said. But,
all right. Next topic.
I'm going to let that pass.
Deflategate. Tom Brady suspended 4 games for
That's
cheating.
A little much. Because let me tell you, they all do it. He's just got a big fine. That's it. Not suspend for any games. Because all these fucking guys, if you look at every team in the NFL, they've had some cheating incident. Every single team has had an incident where they cheated in one way or another. I mean, of course, Belichick is known for cheating.
Not every team, but a lot of teams.
Every team has had some cheating event. Every single team in football, Ben, has had something on their record where they have cheated a little bit. They get fined, Ben. Okay. If you look at all, they've all had incidents.
Most.
No, not most, Ben. I'm giving you a fact. All the teams in the NFL have had incidents where there's some form of cheating or another. But they've all been fined. It wasn't major. This, because it was in, like, the championship game. So that's why they said it was an AFC championship game. So that's why it got so much attention, because they won the Super Bowl. People don't like Bill Belichick. And people are jealous of Tom Brady, because he's a guy, he's good looking, he's got the fucking, he's got money, he's got talent, he's a great quarterback, he's definitely in the Hall of Fame, and he's got Giselle Bundchen there. So that's why people are just jealous of the guy.
Well, the funny thing today that I saw was the Patriots PR spin, because they were saying the guy who, like, did the ball deflating, he, like, had text where he called himself the deflator.
The deflator, yeah.
And the PR spin today, the Patriots said that's because he's fat, so he called himself the deflator. Which, come on. Right. He deflated the balls.
And Tom Brady knew it because he told him to.
But here's the thing. I read this somewhere a while ago.
But they're going to fire him for
snitching. They changed the rules in, like, 06, where all the big-time quarterbacks lobbied to be able to have their own balls.
Right, so they can make it
so that they can make them how they like them.
Right.
Which is just, I don't know.
I mean, it wasn't a big deflation. It was like a slight.
I don't even think it should matter how deflated or inflated the ball is. Because here's the thing. There's two things going on, right?
No, it doesn't mean a lot. If you're a passing team, you want it deflated a little bit more. If you're a running team, you want it a little more inflated.
But here's my point. It shouldn't be. There's two issues. One is.
It can affect.
One is there's the rule, right? Between 12 and 18 or whatever, that's the rule. Did they break that rule? The answer is yes. The second issue is that a thing that should be a rule, or who cares about how every team can just have the ball how they want it? Who cares?
No, not because if they're a throwing team.
Right, but who cares?
It should be. No, they should have some kind of regulation on it. But and the team should have been fined. But to suspend him for 4 games, I think, is a little much, because that could cost them the whole season.
Well, we know that
four games, they might not make the playoffs.
They're gonna go two and two.
Who knows what's gonna happen? But I'm just saying, those 4 games, they could lose those 4 games without him. This guy is a great quarterback.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
This guy is the major part of that team. It's a good. The whole team is good, but he's a big part of it. He's a great quarterback. You got to give it to the guy. But I think it's the Giselle Bundchen thing. All these people are jealous because he's married to her, and he's a good-looking guy, and he's got talent, and he's got money. So people are jealous of the motherfucker because he's fucking Giselle Bundchen. Because I think she has one of those Brazilian snapping pussies. What do you think?
I
think she has a Brazilian snapping pussy. That's what do you think?
Pretty likely.
That's what the deal is. And everybody wants one of those, except for guys like me who don't give a fuck. But And Tom Brady ain't my type anyway, so I don't really give a fuck, so I'm not against the guy. I think it's a little much.
It's definitely...
The fine, okay, the $2 million fine, that's what they should be fine. Kraft, he's a billionaire, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Just sell some more fucking razor blades, whatever the fuck he does over there. And, but, the, this 4-game suspension is a little much. Because a lot of teams have been caught over the years doing some slight things like that. That's a slight in sports. Of deflating a ball a little bit. That's a slight. And like I said, every team has had some kind of incident like that where they have cheated or whatever. Stealing singles, doing this, doing that, whatever. And they've all been fine. No one has ever been suspended for 4 games before. That's a little bit much because it was the AFC Championship game. It got a lot of this bullshit.
It was PR. It was a lot of publicity. It was all that bullshit, a lot of high profile.
Right here.
And if there's anything we've learned about the NFL, is it only in response to save its own ass
right.
when there's a lot of media pressure.
Right, exactly. That's about that. Okay, next. I don't want to get off the subject because it's all bullshit. All
right. Next topic.
Oh, the Rangers won last night. The Rangers are going. That's a good sports story. Rangers came back from 3-1 down in a 4-game series this year and last year. The only team ever to do that in the playoffs. And now they're going to the East Finals.
Yeah.
And then they're going to win that. And this year, I'm making a prediction. The Bobby Opp prediction, the Rangers win the Cup.
I hope they win the Cup. I'm rooting for the Rangers.
The Cup this year.
Good. I hope that happens. Two more topics. A biologist has created self-healing concrete. Which basically means...
Which is great.
I think you put it on a highway and whatever right, process, so, it'll just rebuild itself.
That is fantastic.
But
I'm also in favor of... I don't know if you know, Elon Musk is making the new... He has a new battery for the house.
Okay.
So you don't need wires or anything. And it works with solar panels. And it stores the actual energy.
Okay.
And it's very cheap. They're only $3,500. They were going to cost at first, they said $30,000. Then Elon Musk said about $10,000. But he actually made it to where it's only going to be... it's because Tesla company made it, his company, $3,500 for the consumer. I mean, and you could stack them and everything to make a large place, but one should handle a regular, like
yeah,
a bomb.
Yeah, you pay nothing for...
Right, you're paying nothing, and you use the solar panels, but I also am a big favor of solar panel roads.
Yeah, yeah.
Because not only do they last forever, they last a very long time, they're not going to get potholes or anything in them, you can use the healing concrete underneath them, and then you have those roads with the solar panels where the carbon emissions will be zero.
Yeah.
Zero. And they should just build those all over the world. And he's even left the patents open, Elon Musk, so where other companies could use it also.
But what
I think he's a great guy. You know, he's helping.
What happens all the time, and I like all your ideas, what happens is the entrenched interests are
They're going to fight this tooth and nail. These big bankers that own the oil companies and all everything else. The Rockefellers,
even just the self-healing concrete. Do you know how much money people make on repairing roads?
Right, exactly. No, they're going to try to stop everything. They've been stopped. Why do you think Tesla himself was thrown out of business? Because J.P. Morgan Chase, which is a part of the Rothschild interest, that's who J.P. Morgan worked for.
They found clothes that won't get dirty, but the dry cleaners bought that one. They bought the patent and then destroyed it.
Right.
Yeah.
And also with the dry clean, they're finding out that there's chemicals they use in there that can really harm you. I mean, those clothes you can't iron. What are the ones the clothes that they don't have to need to iron? Wrinkle free.
Yeah,
it's very
yeah.
dangerous.
Dangerous.
They have a chemical in it. They found out that's very bad for your skin. That could cause cancer and everything. That in wrinkle free clothes. So don't wear wrinkle free clothes.
Or was it a study funded by the laundry detergent companies?
Well, I don't think it was. I think this is by the American Medical Association, which is owned by the Rockefellers. Who the fuck knows what they're gonna do? But it's like it's a lot of stuff. But you know they're gonna fight, like I said, tooth and nail to stop this. But I think this guy Elon Musk is a great guy for the universe because he's really trying to find things for the future.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna be dead soon, but I have grandchildren. I have two grandchildren, a granddaughter who's in college. I have a grandson who's 3, and I have another one on the way. But they're not going to name him Bobby or Robert. I don't think so.
Maybe they will.
No, they won't. They have no chance.
I hope they do.
They got no chance. My daughter says, don't wait.
Oh, you campaigned for it already?
I campaigned for the first grandson. They said, no way. They gave him a Chinese name, Kai.
That's cute.
So he's named after some Chinaman. But the guy that taught me Kung Fu there, the guy Kai, he's a master. He it wasn't named after him, but he had that same name.
Okay.
And when he died, right before he died, I told him that. And he got a big laugh out of it.
Last topic.
I also found out I'm part English. On Facebook, last week, my cousin, who's in the Army there, colonel in the Army there, and my father, retired federal judge, my uncle, she posted a picture, because she did the Ancestry.com thing, and of a great-grandmother who was born in 1847 and died in 1921. So I got to see that, you know. That's pretty cool. And she was born in England.
Okay.
So I guess I got some English, too. I'm like a real mutt.
Yeah. That's about right.
Yeah.
Last topic, the...
you can tell I'm no show dog, no poor purebred.
The House, the U.S. House, the congressman, not the senators, the congressman, passed...
Yeah, this is...
They just
the House
passed,
of Representatives.
Yeah, they just passed a bill not allowing abortions after 20 weeks.
Okay, but that's around the right time of some 20-something weeks, 20, 30 weeks.
Well, I think the difference between 20 and 30 is rather high.
10 weeks. Yeah, it should be. Yeah. But I think by 20 weeks, you should know to get an abortion if you need to get one.
That's
pretty fair.
Somewhere between that and the start of third trimester is fair.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
I have never understood why people wait. You know what I mean?
Especially if you've been raped or, you know, molested or something like that.
Yeah.
You should know immediately, get this abortion taken care of.
Because the longer you wait, the harder it is.
The harder it is. Because now you have a baby actually in the womb. Like, my daughter already, she had the sonogram, so she knows it's going to be a boy.
Yeah.
A grandson. So there's a baby taking form. There is actual life after a certain amount of weeks. So the 4 months where, you know, that 20 weeks is almost 4 months. And
5 months almost.
Yeah. And where you got the baby already taking form and eating and breathing. So that it is the fetus now becomes an actual baby in the stomach. A live human being. So I think 20 weeks is kind of fair.
Yeah, in that...
It's kind of fair. It's not, you know, because why, like you said, why wait so long? I mean, if you know what you're going to do, do it.
Yeah.
And if it's a traumatic experience, especially, I mean, the woman has the right to choose, I believe. It's the woman's body. It's what she might be going through. And if the woman finds out she's ill by a certain amount of days...
Yeah, I would be curious. I didn't read the details.
Right.
If there's exceptions,
there should be an exception, because what happens if the woman's life is at risk?
Right. Yeah. I think the woman
and
gets
the baby
precedence.
Wouldn't be born. It would still be a premature if the woman
dies.
It's
going to be a preemie. It's going to have no mom.
Right, exactly. So the best thing is I go by case-by-case basis.
Right. I mean, here's the thing. It should be a woman's right to choose, but you would... In an ideal world, there would be no abortions because everyone lives in a nice place where they're ready to bring in a baby. But that's just not
It's not the
case.
Situation. Yeah. And there's people that rape people
right.
and do all kinds of things. And or some guy they just dated and the guy takes off all of a sudden because he finds out, oh, I'm going to have to be responsible for this baby.
Right.
The worst one was there was a couple, this lesbian couple. They hired a guy to have a, you know, use his sperm.
Right.
And after the baby was born... They sued the guy for, and they won in court.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Look it up.
No,
they sued the
guy.
I
believe you.
And he has to pay child custody. He has to pay child support.
That's so fucked up.
That's so wrong, it's like sick. So I would not donate my sperm to any lesbians, I'll tell you that much right now. They can get their own fucking sperm somewhere else. Go suck some cock one day, that's all. Well, not suck it. Yeah, they have to take it.
That's the...
And I'm not against
the thing, like, deadbeat dads are bad. They should be paying things. But there's...
No,
it's gone to the other extreme
right.
where it's like...
I mean, here's a guy. They said he waived his rights. Parental rights. The Guardian, right? He waived his rights.
Right.
But I guess they must have sued him because in court, the court made him pay. So those two women must have put up the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Even though he waived his rights. But the two lesbians, all of a sudden, the guy has to pay now. The court made him responsible. Even though he waived his parental rights when he gave the sperm. Well, I don't know what state it's in either. I don't think in New York that would happen. But it was probably some southern or midwestern state, which all those people should die. But that's what I say, you know.
Unless you listen to our podcast.
Yeah, if you listen to the podcast,
then
you live.
Then you can live.
Yeah, everybody
especially
else,
if you tell five friends about
right,
it.
Yeah, everybody else should be exterminated within a week. But that's just my thoughts.
On that note, we have one user tweet this week. If you're interested in tweeting us at the PA Pod, THEPAPOD, tweet us your thoughts, especially on if you think we should continue doing the show or not. We may only have one more episode left in us. We're not sure
yet. Right, we're not sure yet because I want to take a summer vacation too.
We want to go on vacation. We want to check the numbers. We got to see.
The numbers were very great last week.
If the numbers continue, we will continue.
We'll continue, yeah.
But I have a feeling it was a one-time aberration.
I don't know.
I hope I'm
wrong. It could be a one-time aboriginal.
I hope I'm wrong.
Right, I had an aborigine run through my house one time.
So our user tweet this week from...
He's from Australia.
From at Ted Teddy Man, he says, a man woke up from a coma and could speak fluent Chinese after only studying it for a short time in high school. If Bobby can't speak it by now, it's sad. Can you speak Chinese, Bobby?
Ni hao ma, shi xue. Of course I speak a little Chinese.
I believe that's Chinese for stand up, turn around, let me see that ass.
No. That's hello and thank you. But I do speak a little Chinese. Fluent, no. But that has happened many times. And people have had injuries and they woke up out of comas and all of a sudden they can do things that they couldn't do before. Some of them become like kind of savantish when it comes to like playing music and things. Like one guy, he all of a sudden was a great piano player. Never played the piano in his life. Never took a lesson.
That's crazy.
It just shows you about the brain.
Yeah.
You might shut off one part of the brain, it wakes up another part. And no one knows the way... I mean,
no one knows. The brain is... Barely anything is known about the brain at this point.
Right, and just like look at Einstein and Tesla. They both said these things, that those things came to them, like the Einstein's four paper. They came to him as he was standing there listening to Mozart. The other one said came to him. It's like there is that zero thing they could with
zero point field.
Right, the zero point field. Energy. All the information is.
Yeah. And I read a whole book about it recently. It was really interesting.
Which book?
The Lynn Taggart book, but I think it's called
book
The Field.
That Einstein, his favorite book was I think a woman wrote about, I forget the name of it, but it's something about that zero point field where like some had to take the information out of it.
Yeah.
And if you know how to do that, disseminate that information that's there for everyone, like when everyone dies or whatever, or they're alive, all your information in your head goes to that place.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is to know how to pluck it out of there. And I think Einstein and Tesla, because they've done it, they were also very intelligent people.
Yeah.
So they knew how to pluck them. But his favorite book, I forget the name, I got to check it out again. He had a favorite book. If you look that up online, Einstein's favorite book, it was a book about that.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I'm going to be reading more about it because it was a really fascinating book. Yeah, I'll show you.
It's not an e-book, is it?
No, I'll show you.
Okay, I like to read regular books. I don't like the e-book.
No, me too.
I get the Amazon for free because I'm a, you know,
yeah,
you're both
no,
members,
me too.
But I'd rather just read a regular
book.
Yeah,
because as soon as it's on my phone, I start playing.
Right, you start doing something else.
Yeah.
So that's the same reason why I don't like that. I like the regular old-fashioned.
And I feel like a sucker paying $10 for a nothing file, you know?
Right, something you're not going to read.
Yeah.
Because I bought one of those books to read, and it was a waste. I never read the book.
Yeah.
Because it's on my tablet or something. I gave the tablet away.
Because
I don't use a tablet. I keep everything on the phone. The phone's too small to read a book on. So,
yeah.
It's better to read the regular book and paper. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let the paper industry make some money off us.
All right. Well.
They got to live too, because they're going to have the one guy who's going to plant a billion trees, he said. The guy from NASA. The engineer. A billion trees, and he's going to plant them. By using drones. The drones are going to plant the trees for them. I guess they're still seeds. They'll drop the seeds. And just like put a hole in the ground. Drop seeds.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but he's an engineer from NASA. That's pretty, I don't know if you read that yet.
Not
an
yet.
An engineer from NASA said he will 1 billion trees.
Well, I would say planting a billion trees doesn't mean a billion trees will grow.
No, but he's going to plant a billion trees.
Plus there's unforeseen side effects of such a large scale anything.
Well, it could be because he's using drones in large areas. It's not going to be maybe in one area. This is going to be planted, I guess, where they start taking down trees or where there's been large fires and things like that.
Right. But it could also pull all the water from the area, cause a drought.
Right.
You know, you don't know. When something's on that large a scale...
Right.
Weird things that you didn't intend can happen.
Happen, right. That could cause the whole evolution
to change.
Yeah, the whole climate, the whole thing.
So I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Well, for comedian Bobby Haha, I'm comedian Ben Rosenfeld. We'll see you next week.
Ding dong.